Welcome to Supersized Science, where we feature research and discoveries nationwide, enabled by advanced computing technology and expertise at the Texas Advanced Computing Center of the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Jorge Salazar, a science writer at TAC. TAC celebrated its 20th anniversary on September 30th, 2021. The celebration event included remarks from distinguished speaker Dan Jaffe, Vice President for Research at UT Austin. Right after the event, he came by the podcast studio to share his thoughts on TAC's rise as a world-class supercomputing center. Dr. Jaffe, welcome to the podcast. So, Dr. Jaffe, when did you first get to know about the Texas Advanced Computing Center, and what are some of your favorite memories of its first years?
So I learned about the Texas Computing Center shortly after it was founded because in my field of astronomy, there are a number of scientists who use high-performance computing to model important things about the universe. So, for example, groups that look at the evolution of structure in the universe from the early phases of the Big Bang, where the universe was very smooth, to the complex world of galaxies and clusters of galaxies and superclusters that we have now, and other groups that look at the evolution of stars, in particular high-mass stars, that eventually explode in the form of supernovae and spread the heavy elements, all the elements that are parts of our bodies, like iron and oxygen and carbon, out into the universe that enabled planets to form and then eventually life to form. And this work has always been the province of high-performance computing, but having TAC here and having the growth of TAC and its capabilities has greatly expanded our ability to do this type of science.
How would you describe TAC's culture as an organization? What would you say has made TAC so successful?
Well, I would say two things. One is this kind of can-do, ambitious, competitive spirit that's driven it to ever bigger computers and to really struggle to get access to the resources needed to constantly improve computing. But the other part is its very science-forward attitude, having a cadre of people on the staff who understand what researchers are trying to do and are able to support them in taking this very complex tool and bending it to have it work properly for the kinds of work that the scientists want to do, and optimizing that work in a way that makes the computations work even better than just the improvements in the capabilities of the machines themselves.
And I understand that, as we were talking earlier, that you joined UT right at about the time that TAC was really hitting its stride with deployment of Stampede 2 in 2017. Would you speak a little bit about how you've seen TAC, some of the growth that you've seen TAC
right.
do?
Right. So I've actually been at UT since 1986, but I didn't become the vice president for research until 2016, which was early in this explosive growth area of TAC most recently. So I've gotten to see Stampede 2 come around and then the winning of the Track 1 supercomputer award from the National Science Foundation that's led to the construction of Frontera and then its construction and operation, which has been a tremendously exciting time, looking at a lot of the clever technical innovation, the thought that's gone into the machines, and then the growth of many of these areas of investigation that support some of the important work we do that helps basic science and original creative ideas, and then also things that are supporting society, like looking at flood prediction and disaster and all kinds of things like this, and the work that's been done during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, some of this work being done on Frontera, COVID-19 modeling, also some of the hurricane storm surge modeling forecast for Clint Austin here at UT, Frontera, and then now we're looking at, TAC is looking ahead to the large-scale computing facility, really making its mark on the national scene as a national center.
So what you see, and I know this from my experience as an astronomer, that when you make a quantitative improvement in the capabilities of a facility like this, it actually leads to a qualitative improvement in what you can do. If your ability to study things at higher resolution in time or in space, or to incorporate video in your studies where you'd only been using still imaging before or something like that, leads to an ability to understand problems and solve problems of all types much more effectively. So these improvements that we see of factors of 3 or factors of 10 each time really lead to even much greater leaps in our ability to understand the world around us and society.
What's the most important thing that you'd like people to know about the Texas Advanced Computing Center?
Well, the Texas Advanced Computing Center is there to serve all of science all across the world. And its ambition is to play a key role as we go forward in trying to understand the world around us and solve great societal problems. And it's something that we're very proud of.
You've been listening to Dan Jaffe, Vice President for Research at UT Austin. Supersized Science is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. The opinions expressed in this podcast represent the views of the host and not of the University of Texas at Austin. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.